जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी यमुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जयो कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर सी प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा श्रीवासदी गौर भक्त वृंद की शिश राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन धाम की श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल डिवोटीज हरे कृष्णा ऑल ग्लोरी टू ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्लीज सिंग विथ मी। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायाम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। So I'm really, really grateful to each and every one of you who is present here online or in the real presence. I really sincerely seek each and every one of your blessings so we can discuss in alignment with Guru Parampara. And if I mention something good, know that credit goes to you, all of you Vaishnavas. For real and digital presence is a blessing, and especially my Guru Maharaj, and please correct me otherwise. Thank you. We're reading text 10 to 12, and this chapter title is Conversation Between Vidura and Maitreya. Text 10. Ye maricha dayo vipra yastu swayam bhuo manuhu ते वै ब्रह्मण आदेशात् कथमेत भावयन्। सिंस वी आर रीडिंग थ्री श्लोकस विल स्किप टू ट्रांसलेशन देन सेम नेक्स्ट टेक्स्ट एंड देन लास्ट वन विल डू कॉल एंड रेस्पॉन्स। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। विदुरा इंक्वायर्ड हाउ डिड द प्रजापतिज इन द ब्रैकेट्स some such progenitors of living entities as Marichi and Swayambhuva Manu create according to the instruction of Brahma, and how did they evolve this manifested universe? Text 11. Swaditiha kim srujan swatantra utakarmasu अहो स्वितसहतः महतः सर्व इदं स्म समकल्पयनम् इदं सर्व। ट्रांसलेशन डिड दे इवॉल्व द क्रिएशन इन कंजंक्शन विद देयर रिस्पेक्टिव वाइव्स? डिड दे रिमेन इंडिपेंडेंट इन देयर एक्शन और डिड दे ऑल जॉइंटली प्रोड्यूस इट? आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू गिव अ स्मॉल समरी बिफोर वी गो टू टेक्स्ट 12. So we always inquire, you know, be a master asker, as Vaisheshika Prabhu says, always ask, always inquire. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. And it's our basic nature. I always heard that when we are born, we cry. Kwa, kwa, it says, but actually it is ko aham, who am I? A living entity starts inquiring from the first breath. Who am I? You know, why am I here? And another reiterated question is, which is mentioned here, is how did it all begin? How did it evolve? And then we go to text 12, which is slightly different gear. Please, we do call and response, and every one of you can say. Maitreya vacha Daivendurvikta karyena परेणा निमिषेण च जातक्षो भागवततो क्षोदात् भागवतो महानासीद गुणत्रयात्। दैवेन दुर्वितर्के दैवेन दुर्वितर्केन परेण निमिषेण च अतो अनासीत् गुणत्रयेत् केन मिषेण च लोका भगवतो मना श्रीगुणात्रया एनीवन एल्स थैंक यू सीनियर डिवोटीज फॉर बीइंग हियर आई So when this canto started, and there's a lot of discussion about creation, you know, this canto, last canto, and, you know, it gets technicalities of creation. Even this chapter gets into too much. So I was very happy to get these three simple verses because, you know, you cannot give what you don't have and you cannot explain what you don't know, what you don't comprehend fully. So here it is. They are simple verses. And Prabhupada explains it so wonderfully. So the creation is very simple. I was recently at a book table and a person came and he said, I want to read Vedas. I was like, okay. And then he said, you know why? Because they say Adam and Eve came 5,000 years ago. But everything else shows that this earth is much longer, people have evolved much longer. And so I don't get it. And so then we got into the discussion about Bible years and how Bible years are not equivalent to human years, you know, it's possible. And then I said, you know, Srila Prabhupada explains this Brahma's time calculations many times, and he goes in details. He explains demigod's time. So I just said, this Bible year, then it can, we have somebody like Adam and Eve, because Adam was the first man, and we know the first man is the Manu, from which all the Manushyas come. So the recent Manu, Vivaswan Manu, was 120 million years ago, according to Bhagavatam calculations. And if we take Swayambhuva Manu, because a lot of other Manus are his children, then it is 2.7 billion years ago, Swayambhuva Manu. Yeah, so it's like, then it may mean 550 million human years equal to one Bible year, you know, if we have to go by that philosophy. And he was so happy. He was so happy to hear that explanation. Then he said, and then I showed him the Bhagavatam, and he said, yeah, I think I want to go buy one book a month. Now, we have to follow up, and let's see how enthusiasm stays. But we pray to Krishna that such soul, sincerely inquiring souls, get connected with the Bhagavatam. And creation concepts are actually very simple for the simple-hearted. The second concept of creation is there has to be a creator, you know. It's so simple and logical. If there is a creation, there has to be a creator. And yet, religion after religion deny this creator concept or fact. My parents, grandparents, I followed Jain religion. And they don't eat meat. They do lots of austerity, lots of fasting. I used to fast on my birthdays when I was a kid. If it fell on the same day, which we call Day of Forgiveness. We ask forgiveness to everybody. And it falls always around Radhashtami. It's like Radhashtami, and here we are asking for any aparads we may have done. And we never had accumulated too many clothes. I had like 2-3 clothes in my closet till I was age 10 that belonged to me. We were so simple. We were so happy. But still, we don't eat after sunset. And no, Chaturmas we follow. Like, Jains do so many things, right? But my cousins who studied Jainism, they say this. Nothing is ever created. It always was. And it just keeps on transforming from one form to another. Our soul is eternal. It just inhabits one body to another until it reaches Siddha Avastha, at which point it doesn't need a body anymore because it's pure consciousness. So, you know, they do a lot of austerity, so this is a good first step. But creation, when you see around, you have to have a creator. And we have that famous Prabhupada pastime that one devotee was looking at something really beautiful, and Prabhupada was standing right there. And Prabhupada said, the creation is so beautiful. Can you imagine how beautiful the creator is? What is the mastermind behind it? Just by seeing how magnanimous this creation is, we have to believe in something higher, superior. It cannot be just by chance. So that is the second concept, is that Prabhupada explains again. He also gives a very nice story. May I share the story? It's a really simple story. I first time read this actually. It's the story of two frogs. So Prabhupada said, how often people fail to recognize God, even when there is evidence right in front of them. The two frogs found a stick and a stone, and they started jumping on the stick and the stone, saying, this is not God. It doesn't even respond. So this is a stone, and they're saying, this is not God. And then Prabhupada humorously acted a crane appearing and eating both the frogs. And he said, the unexpected reenactment caused the listeners to laugh. I mean, everybody laughed when he did that. And Prabhupada said, yeah, you may be jumping and you may be saying there is no God, but God will come in the form of the death crane, right? Higher power. And that will end your lives, you know? So, of course, there is God. And of course, if you don't believe in it, you still will... God will still show his power at the end of time, which is death. I'm not so funny, but everybody laughed when Prabhupada quoted it, I swear. I don't have the exact words how he went. It was just paraphrased by somebody else. There's another famous Bible quote. In the beginning, there was Word. Again, this is about creation. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And this also, again, causes some confusion. People don't understand it. And people ask questions at the book tables. You meet while doing book distribution, when people come stop by at the temple, what does that mean? And Prabhupada, again, this is a Prabhupada's as-it-is conversation. In the material world, if I say, let there be some mango. So no, that's not possible. If you say mango, mango, you know, there won't be a mango. But in the spiritual vibration, that is possible. The study is that God said, let there be creation. So there was creation. Now this word creation existed before the actual creation, right? The word creation existed before the actual creation. So that means, when the God is speaking word creation, the vibration is not material. The vibration is not material. It has to be a spiritual vibration because it manifests. It is transcendental. The creation manifests. And because God is speaking, that means he's a person. So these are so wonderfully, Prabhupada explains to us creation. God is a person. There has to be creator. And atheist death will devour you. And then Prabhupada says, therefore, God's personality is also transcendental and spiritual. Otherwise, how he speaks? These things are there in the Vedic literature. So, sa aikshata. He glanced over and there was creation. And then he referred to Maya Adhyakshena Prakruti, Suyate Sascharacharam, verse 9.10. So it's so simple. If we just need to answer, in the beginning there was a word, you know, what does it mean? Prabhupada gives us such a beautiful answer that everybody will believe. And then there is another thing in about creation people ask. You know, Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Evil, what does it mean? And I'm just quoting this so that I understand and I remember and I can answer questions. So Radhana Swami answers this. And you guys may know much better than me. Knowledge of duality. This Bible is referring to the knowledge of duality. This is mine, this is not mine. This kind of knowledge which separates us. This, I seek pleasure or I avoid pain. You know, this always trying to seek pleasure for ourselves, the selfish perspective, but not from the eyes of the God, is the knowledge of good and evil. And I felt so, this is so simple, and the rest of the concept of creation, I'll get it one day. And Pankajangri Prabhu has given class on this same verse. And he goes deeper into the Vedic literature, this word, vitarka, used here. How Vedic knowledge is not a speculation. It is not empirical speculation. So then what is it? It's the fact, right? Vedas is a fact. Vedic literature, he says, is unchallenged. It always stands on its own merit and it can never be disproved. And we have to hear from someone who knows. All intelligent people have repeated this Vedic knowledge. And we read in Bhagavad Gita, Devarshi Naradastata, Narad Muni, Asito Devalo Vyasaha, Swayam Chaiva Bravishime. All the other great sages, Sutta Goswami, they are all repeating this science. Why? Because this is Vedic knowledge. It is the greatest treasure that Krishna has given us, that our sampradaya has given us. Do you know that scientists one time tried to create a tunnel with billions of dollars? A tunnel. This happened many years ago. They wanted to prove that Big Bang theory happened. And you know, what's the use of such time and money wasted? You can't really prove anything. It will be still speculation. You won't have time of millions of years to test it. And, you know, life comes from life, after all. And Prabhupada also said, whenever he heard of such experiments, he said, such a waste of money and time. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very strict person. He said, a person who is 23 hours, 59 minutes in Krishna consciousness is still in Maya. When I heard that, I was really shocked. A person who is 23 hours, 59 minutes in Krishna consciousness is still in Maya. In other words, do not give Maya 1 minute. She will take your lifetime. Another time said, don't give Maya an inch. She will take a yard. And she will take your whole house. And anybody experienced it firsthand? It's so easy to fall into Maya. It's so easy. Actually, it's so difficult to fall in Krishna. So, because Maya knows us so well, she is relentless. She is clever, she is powerful, she is expert at facades, she is attractive. In the desert, if we go, there is a mirage, which is fake water. You know, if you think it's a water, it's called mrigajal in Sanskrit, mrigajal. Why it's called mrigajal? It refers to Ramayana episode where Sita saw the mriga, the deer she saw, and it was an illusionary deer. So because it came like that, And that separated Sita from Ram. So it's the illusion. But, and we get so easily entangled in this web of Maya, and we can waste so much time. And Prabhupada says, instead of saving time for Krishna consciousness, this Maya will give you intelligence how to waste it. Everyone should try to go, Prabhupada continues, everyone should try to go back to home, back to Godhead. This is the process. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. This is 24 hours be engaged in Krishna consciousness service. Priti purvakam. The key is with love. Otherwise, things get mechanical. Have you ever done that? Chanting can get mechanical. Saying Hari Bol can get mechanical. Coming to temple can get mechanical. But this priti purvakam, this is loving service. And then Prabhupada said, priti means love. My guru says, get up early, rise early in the morning. So I must do it. Just like if you have a girlfriend or boyfriend, you know, if you have a, you love somebody. And if you make an appointment, you will show up no matter what. That's love. That's faith. So always serve Krishna with love and faith. Priti purvikam. And to such person, Krishna will give intelligence. That's buddhi. That is the intelligence. Yena mam upayanti toi. So that we can go back to go home, back to Godhead. And he also quotes in Bhagavad Gita 9.2, Rajavidya rajaguhyam pavitram idamuttamam pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukhum kartum avyayam. Devotional service is joyfully performed. So, priti purvakam and joyfully. This is our goal. And Prabhupada says, always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So how do we, you know, not implement this? And there's a very nice video that popped up on my feed. It was about a neuro expert from India who has written a lot of books, and you know, I can read her biodata. And she said, you have to program your brain, okay? So this is very interesting. She said, understand the acronym movers. You have to move yourself. You move from wherever you are to a very top in your field. M starts for meditation. An ideal time is Brahma Murta. O starts for oxygen, she said. V starts for visualize. E starts for exercise, stands for exercise. R for reading. Something affirmative. S for scribing, write away what does not serve you. And, you know, then discussion, I stopped the discussion, but it went on a couple of billionaires, how they use this philosophy. And I was thinking, we Krishna conscious people follow the same thing. M is for meditation. We chant our japa in the morning. O for oxygen. And we do Tulsi Puja in the morning. It says that Tulsi releases maximum amount of oxygen in the morning. V is for visualize. While we do Guru Puja, we say Chakudan Diloje, right? We say other things also. There are amazing things in that our Guru Puja. Janme Janme Prabhu se Divya Gan Rudra Prakashito. But we are also saying, not just saying, we are not just repeating. With the blessings that come from our acharyas, we are also getting power to visualize how we can serve Krishna, how we can really imbibe that philosophy. And that's Guru Puja, visualizing. And then E for exercise. And I thought after that, we always have such a wonderful kirtan in the morning. Kirtan and dance. And that's a great exercise. And then R is for reading. Affirmative reading. What can be better than Srimad Bhagavatam? Pastime after pastime, how to increase our strength, devotional service, how to increase our faith. This is affirmative reading. And then it says, S for scribing, writing away what does not serve you. And that reminds me that this Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, it talks that, I'll read the translation of here. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troubles to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So, you know, it's such a beautiful process Prabhupada has given us. And we can be millionaires too, but it will be the Lakhpati that Lord Chaitanya referred to. Lord Chaitanya said, how many rounds are you chanting? I want somebody who chants 1 lakh names, Lakhpati, then I will go to their house. So it will also make very rich, this philosophy of doing meditation and hearing and reading Bhagavatam and completely destroying the things that we don't need, the weeds in our heart. And regarding the last thing, now you may ask how to destroy this last weeds in the heart. And when definitely when devotees meet, there could be sometime collision, sometimes disagreements. And Brajabihari Prabhu says, if people don't get along, he's the expert on ISKCON reconciliation. He said, if people don't get along, what I do is, and it always works, I get the people in the same room and I just tell them this one exercise. You tell each other how you came to Krishna consciousness. You just start talking. And he said, it opens people's hearts like anything. And he said, 99% of the time, or some big percentage of time, I have seen that people reconcile their differences. And I thought that was so nice. How did I come to Krishna consciousness? There are stories after stories of this. And that's the key. You see, the key is that not just we meet devotees, but we also know their stories. We also inquire from them. And to get personal association, because Prabhupada came for this, to destroy this Shunyavadism. So if you have to remember one thing from our discussion this morning, or the sharing this morning, is one thing. We can be movers, and we already do our morning sadhana with that, with PJs, with Preeti, love, and joyous hearts. If we do our devotional service, we'll be very happy. Now, we still have time, so can I just share how I came to Krishna consciousness story by Giriraj Swami? Because I feel that it's... Yes, dear, you want to add something? Oh, sorry. Thank you for reminding. I'll read the purport now. Yeah, thank you so much. Sorry. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Kija. Maitreya said... Please repeat so that... Maitreya said, when the equilibrium of the combination of the three modes of nature was agitated by the unseen activity of the living entity, by Mahavishnu, and by the force of time, the total material elements were produced. Purport. The cause of the material creation is described here very lucidly. The first cause is Daiva, or the destiny of the conditioned soul. The material creation exists for the conditioned soul who wanted to become a false lord for sense enjoyment. One cannot trace out the history of when the conditioned soul first desired to lord it over material nature. But in Vedic literature, we always find that the material creation is meant for the sense enjoyment of the conditioned soul. There's a nice verse which says that the sum and substance of the conditioned soul's sense enjoyment is that he forgets his primary duty. In this case, it was reading the purport before. And you can see that I'm giving a demonstration of how a soul can be so forgetful of Krishna. And then purport continues. To render service to the Lord, he creates an atmosphere of sense enjoyment, which is called Maya. That is the cause of material creation. So Prabhupada is so nicely describe how we, this the, what is the primary cause of material creation. And next paragraph is, another word used here is durvitarkyena. No one can argue about when and how the conditioned soul became desirous of sense enjoyment. But the cause is there. Material nature is an atmosphere meant only for the sense enjoyment of the conditioned soul. And it is created by the personality of Godhead. It is mentioned here that in the beginning of the creation, the material nature or prakriti is agitated by the personality of Godhead Vishnu. There are three Vishnus mentioned. One is Mahavishnu, another is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and the third is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. The first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam discusses all these three Vishnus. And here also it is confirmed that Vishnu is the cause of creation. From Bhagavad Gita, also we learn that Prakriti begins to work and is still working under Krishna's or Vishnu's glance of superintendence. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is unchangeable. One should not mistakenly think that because the creation emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has therefore transformed into the material cosmic manifestation. He exists in his personal form always. But the cosmic manifestation takes place by his inconceivable potency. The workings of that energy are difficult to comprehend. But it is understood from Vedic literature that the conditioned soul creates his own destiny and is offered a particular body by the laws of nature under the superintendence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always accompanies him as Paramatma. So, any comments on this purport actually? If someone else, senior devotee, wants to explain it, I'll be very happy. Otherwise, any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu. Mukunda Prabhu, thank you for being here.
One is the daiva of the living entities. Mm-hmm. So, this means they are aparabdha karma. So what karmas they performed previously that were not manifest, those karmas will come to bear fruit in the creation. So when the time factor agitates the modes of nature, those individual karmas that those jivas had, that starts to become manifest. So I think in the third canto, it's also explained the kamana, divana, the trena, janto, the hippopati, etc. But sometimes it's thought that the Lord also has no purpose, that he's only creating the material creation for the jivas. Hmm. But actually, it's also one lila of Bhagavan. It's called Srishti Lila. Hmm. So the Lord also creates this lila because there are special pastimes that he performs here that he does not even perform in the Nitya Dham. Like in the Prakat Lila in Vrindavan, the Janma Lila of Krishna is there, the killing of some demons are there, Krishna's going to Mathura and Dwarka happens, but it does not take place in the Nitya Dham. So, but of course, in the reality, there's no difference for Krishna between Boma Vrindavan and Nitya Vrindavan. But he especially manifests those pastimes, and also especially he manifests those pastimes here for the sake of the jivas, to have a chance to hear them, and by that, to have a chance to come to bhakti.
Thank you so much. Anybody wants to share how they came to Krishna consciousness, since there's no other comments or questions? I feel that that's a very good connection that we... How I came to Krishna consciousness. I can go after you. How about that, Ragatmika? I don't know your story. I was in Boise, Idaho. I was collecting greeting cards since I was a child. In India, we used to get a lot of Diwali greeting cards. A lot of them used to have Krishna photos. And I used to save them. I always adored them. And I was such a collector of ISKCON Krishna photos. And sometimes other photos too, nice roses or stuff. And then when I came to US, I just had my daughter, and I went through a difficult situation with my ex-husband. And you know, they say that some marriages are made in heaven, and I want to joke that some divorces are made in Vaikuntha, because that suffering really makes you take shelter of Krishna. And any kind of abuse, you really try to take shelter of Krishna. How to raise children better, you try to take shelter of Krishna. And that's how we came to Krishna consciousness. My daughter was 2 years old at that time in Boise, Idaho. And I've been in Krishna consciousness for more than 20 years. Is that okay? That's in Boise, Idaho. I came to, when I was going through a... Yeah. And there was only one temple in the town. It was Krishna temple, Indian temple. Actually, I also went to Mormon church once and to another Bible discussion once, just to check it out. They were my good friends and they invited, so I went. Was that? There's kind of references to Krishna, but not as a creator. Yeah. Not as God, not as creator, yeah. Devata, as a devata, one of the devatas. Yeah. When they have a wedding, they will sing songs about Radha and Krishna, I have heard. When we used to have weddings, yeah. Mahavir Bhagwan. And according to them, he is the Acharya, like we say Prabhupada. But when he was leaving the planet, he said that the knowledge is coming to me. I have given you 50% knowledge. Yeah, knowledge is coming to me. And then I don't know what else is there. I can find out. Yeah. We were Jains, but we didn't read or discuss philosophy ever. But my cousin really got into it, and he has been studying the Jain Shastras for like 8-10 years or more. Yeah. And when I visited them, my cousin and his wife, I tried to read a book in one paragraph. I was like, this is enough for me to leave it, to leave that philosophy as it is. Yeah. In the Chaturmas, definitely not. Otherwise, also many Jains don't eat. There are 3 million Jains, and in India, they are quite a powerful group. They tend to be in business owners. They tend to be business owners. Yeah. Everybody celebrates Diwali because it's so mixed with Indian origin. Actually, if you go to Bhagavatam, Prabhupada mentions that Jain religion came because there was a impersonalist, Kapila Muni, I believe Prabhupada says, he started this Jain philosophy. He took Vedic knowledge, and he's the impersonalist Sankhya philosophy. He discusses there. And he twisted the knowledge, and then that's how Jain religion came. And it is very, it's been followed for many, many, many years. And they tend to be very austere, very hardcore diet, and very good principles they'll follow. I remember my aunt used to fast for like 7 days, and I remember some of our grandmother's friends or relatives used to fast for 30 days. I've seen this and I have served them when they were fasting for that long time. And then there's something called Varshitap, in which one person will eat in the morning, then not eat in the evening, will do complete fasting the next day and again follow the same thing. It will go on for 1 year. Then there is Telo, 3-day fasting, Ambil. There's so many different days they will fast. And people survive. They get rejuvenated. It's like cleansing of the body. Yeah, it's very powerful. Any other comments, Prabhu? You have to tell your story, Radha. 2 lines. Okay. Anybody else? Mukunda Prabhu, would you like to share yours? Or? Yeah. Karnapur Prabhu and in Pundarik Prabhu.
When we were young, maybe 9 or 10, our uncle, my mother's brother, came to live with us. And he was a disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda. Huh. So he started to teach my brother and I, when we were young, Kriya Yoga. So long story short, as some years went on, he was looking at Bhagavad Gita, but he wanted to know how Krishna had left the world. He wanted to know about the Mosala Leela. So he had me call the ISKCON temple in Brooklyn. I think it was 1972. So this was a rotary phone. That's how long ago it is. So we called the temple and we were just asking, well, how did Krishna pass away? So the devotee on the phone told that we don't normally discuss that on the phone, but we have books that you can read, like Krishna book. So my uncle gave me $50 and we had a gypsy cab, which was the Uber of that time. And he sent me to the temple with $50. So we bought the books. The devotee gave me some prasad as well. I saw Sisi Radha Govinda for the first time. And then we came back with all the books. And so my uncle, myself, and my brother, we started to read the books. And the devotee told me about the Sunday program, so I started going to the Sunday program there. Then later on, in 1975, I was working, but I just come out of the military, and I decided to join. So I went to Los Angeles and joined in New Dwarka in 1975. But the government was paying for my college. So my mother said, we love that you're living this life, but you should get an education. So I left, I went back to school. In 1979, I met Srila Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
Yes.
And Brahmananda Swami, I was eating at Govinda's every day. Oh. And he asked me to arrange some programs for him in New York. I did that. And then he, you know, sort of inspired me that you should join the ashram again. So then at that time, I was working as a musician. I gave all my instruments, everything away. And I went back to LA, but then came to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, about 5 or 6 months later, sent me to Africa in 1979 with $10 on a one-way ticket. And I stayed there for 8 years in opening temples.
How do you
want? And came back. We opened the preaching facility he had called the Institute for Applied Spiritual Technology.
Yeah.
I actually gave him that name in a taxi ride back from a program. And like that.
So thank you so much. Anybody else, please? I don't want to force you guys. Vyashashuna, Govinda Prabhu. But if you say share, that will be very nice. We don't know stories. Karna Prabhu. Anybody? Thank you, Prabhu. Your name?
My name's Aiden. I was looking for Bhagavad Gita. I was looking for a copy, and I saw Bhagavad Gita as it is, and I thought that title as it is made sense. So I bought the Bhagavad Gita. But then didn't really like to read. So I saw that there was a mantra, and then there was like Hare Krishna songs like on Spotify, and so I would just listen to that. And then eventually I met the devotees because like I was curious. So like, I didn't want to read the book. I wanted to like find someone who could just tell me what the book was about.
Oh, nice.
Yes, and then it just kind of unfolded from there.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sundarbhyascha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vaishnavyo Namo Namah.